Hello and welcome to my Quantum Living Show, a hack to happiness and success. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. You will find here information, inspirations, tips, hacks, and insights on how to live a happy and fulfilling life in sync with the universe at the intersection of science and spirituality. A unique and mysterious dimension I call quantum living, where you can create your world and manifest your reality from within. Knowing and applying the principles of quantum living is a foolproof and elegant hack to happiness, fulfillment, abundance, and success. Curious? Okay, let's begin. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, it's this time of the year again when we pause, reflect, and take stock of our life's contents and experiences, good, bad, mediocre, achievements, challenges, delays, checking in where we are on our journey and where we want to go. So let's talk about New Year, New You. Any marked change in the external environment, such as new month, new moon, beginning of the week or the year, is always a good time to adjust your trajectory against the compass of your objectives and reinvent yourself and your life. The new year in particular is a call for change. From the numerology point of view, the new year 2018 is significant as its number reduces to 11, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, which is a master number of high frequency linked to psychic events and spirituality. What this means to me, in simple terms, is that this year the veil between the dimensions will be particularly thin, and our connection with the quantum field significantly strengthened. That's great news, as the healings, manifestations, meditations, insights, intuition, and psychic abilities will be greatly enhanced. And so at the end of the day, we will be more empowered and be able to create our life experiences with ease. I also feel that creativity will be boosted, so 2018 will be booming with inventions, artistic projects, and inspired approaches as creative juices will be flowing freely through the quantum field. Circle in your calendar 11 January 2018. That's 11 of 1 of 11 with the year number reduced. An extremely powerful combination which I feel may create energy vortices in the time-space continuum where the realities and dimensions will overlap, especially around 1 and 11 a.m. and p.m. in your local time. On that day, you might find objects that were lost long ago, reappearing on the last spot you saw them, incidences of déjà vu, lost time, finding yourself suddenly in a different location than where you were supposed to be, for example, when driving, people referring to the conversations with you which you can't recall, and a host of other strange, logic-defying phenomena may occur. There is nothing to fear, however, just be very open-minded and grounded. I suggest don't take any mind-altering drugs on that day, as their effects could be overpowering beyond your control. This will be an excellent day for meditation and psychic readings, as the veil between the dimensions will be so very thin. This year, it is particularly important to start or resume your daily meditations. Make friends with your higher self, the spiritual part of you that knows it all, and listen to your gut feelings, your intuition and insight. When facing an important decision, focus on your heart first and listen what it has to say before you give the reins to your analytical mind. Be mindful, however, that as the veil between the third and other dimensions gets thinner, things are not always the way they seem to be. Be ready to tackle paradoxes, unexplained phenomena, and miracles on a daily basis. That's why manifestations will become so much easier. Watch your thoughts and emotions like a hawk, as their power to manifest what matches your intention will dramatically increase. I have already noticed that the time between my thought intention and the delivery of what I thought about, even in passing, has already and seriously decreased, as these energies have been building up in our reality for a while. Events will be happening quickly. Material objects will be disappearing and reappearing with no logical explanation, and mind-blowing synchronicities will become commonplace. People will be seen at different locations at the same time. Other timelines and alternate realities will be more accessible, and in fact, we might be jumping from one into another without realizing it until we notice that something is different. So look out for any anomalies. Parallel universes are real, folks. Yep, confirmed by science. So are the parallel timelines and realities. You may be familiar with the Mandela effect, which took its name from the bizarre collective memory of large groups of people around the world who remembered that Nelson Mandela died in prison long before his release and then subsequent death in this timeline in 2013. That was my memory too, and I was so surprised to hear about his release from prison in 1990. Having said all that, it will be an exciting, high energy and really good year. And so let's now talk about what can we do to make this amazing year happen as we intend. To get some background to what I will be talking about, you may wish to listen to my previous episode, A Hack to Happiness and Success, number 13, where I explain in detail the nature of quantum living and provide an overview of its 12 key principles. Applying these principles this year is particularly important for the reasons I outlined earlier on. We are collectively moving into a higher dimension, a space of much higher frequencies, which is confirmed by science. Our Milky Way galaxy does not sit still. It is not only constantly rotating, but also moving through space, and the Sun and the solar system, including all the planets, travel with it at an average speed of 515,000 miles per hour, which is 828,000 kilometers per hour. That's almost 20 million kilometers per day. You can multiply it by the week, month, year, and even your age, and you will get a truly astronomical figure of the distance the Earth has moved through space from the day you were born. I have included in the show notes a link to the website where you can read more about it. So what, you might say? Space is all the same everywhere. Well, that's not quite so, as astrophysicists now discover that the part of the universe we are moving into increasingly displays different properties and much higher vibrations. So it is not just the Earth, but the whole galaxy is moving to a higher dimension, literally physical dimension, and that's a beautiful example of science confirming ancient spiritual teachings. It all comes together, and it is true. We are at the intersection of science and spirituality. A practical implication of these changes, which we can't avoid, is that we are all undergoing spiritual transformation. We can go through this process kicking and screaming, holding on to the old habits and the past, or we can go with the flow of this new energy, elegantly creating our reality, our new life. So how could you reinvent yourself in 2018? How could you tap into this new energy? I'd like to share with you the 7 super quantum hacks that will help you achieve just that. 1. Meditate daily. If you have never meditated before, now is a good time to start. You don't need to sit in the lotus position amongst the burning incense and candles. You can, but you don't have to. You don't need to astral travel or fear that you will lose control and be possessed by spirits. Far from it. Think of meditation as a mindfulness activity taken to the next level. I would encourage you to listen to my earlier episode, in fact 2, on Theta Meditation, number 7 and 8, where I explain the meditation process and include a short guided meditation as a practice. You might also enjoy a full-length instructional Theta Meditation available for download on my website. And in part 2 of this episode, I will take you on a journey in a guided meditation that will help you manifest the new you. Adjust your diet as required. As we are moving into higher energies, our DNA is also changing, and so do our physical bodies. We are becoming lighter, not needing as much food as we used to, and so a lighter diet is recommended, ideally vegetarian. Apart from the ethical, spiritual, and health viewpoints promoting a plant-based diet, there are also lesser-known energy implications of the meat, poultry, and fish consumption, all the living creatures from the animal kingdom. You see, all animal flesh contains the energy of the animal, including its emotional states. As I explained in my earlier episodes, thought and emotions are energy, which becomes richer as the animal's self-consciousness evolves. But every animal will sense its death when it goes to slaughter, which produces great levels of fear. So when you eat a chicken or a steak, not only you consume large amounts of stress hormones trapped in the meat, but you also absorb the fear energy, which has the lowest vibrations of all emotions. So think about it for a moment. When you want to raise your vibrations to a higher level to align with the planetary and your DNA changes, will eating meat with its fear and stress hormones help you in this process? I will leave it with you to ponder the answer. 3. Mind your energy signature. Your energetic signature, which you are constantly sending out to the universe, consists of your thoughts, emotions, beliefs and attitudes. I explained this in detail in my previous episode, A Hack to Happiness and Success, number 13, so if you haven't already, you might like to listen to it. Be mindful of your emotional states and your thoughts throughout the day. Take the time to identify any emotional addictions, which are unresolved negative emotions from the past, such as anger, worry, depression, and take action to remove them. If needed, seek professional help from a coach or counselor, or seek advice from your doctor. 4. Manage the influence of external energies around you. View people, places, and situations as energy around you that is affecting your own energy field, and choose carefully who and what you surround yourself with. When you start seeing everything around you as energy, you will begin to notice negative people who lower your vibrations, pulling them down with their negativity, or people who drain your energy, like psychic vampires. Unless in brief, unavoidable encounters in the shopping center, on public transport and the like, make a conscious choice and decision who you spend your time with. Seek out and surround yourself with positive people who have an energizing effect on you and bring something good into your life. Learn to tune into your physical environment. Every building, every place has its own unique energy signature, imprinted by people and situations happening there over the years. For example, when you walk into one of those old buildings, now empty, serving as a tourist attraction that used to be a high security prison or an institution for mentally ill centuries ago, you will most likely get goosebumps. The energy there is so dark and dense. Now, compare this with walking into an empty historical art center where artists used to create their paintings, drawings, and sculptures to the tunes of beautiful voices of the practicing singers. You will feel a very different energy, I guarantee. 5. Identify the difference between your reality and your intentions. Examine the difference between where you are now or where you would like to be. And identify what has been holding you back, not allowing you to achieve those goals. Limiting beliefs such as, I am not good enough, self-sabotage, laziness and procrastination. Write it down to work on it a little bit later. And if you are now exactly where you want to be, and these are your brand new goals, well, congratulations. 6. Use your imagination as the primary creation tool. Imagination is a precious gift from gods hidden out in the open. It is the most powerful and mystical tool we have that allows us to create something out of nothing, which is a unique and privileged act of gods, the creators of all that is. And if you are wondering why I am referring to gods in plural, well, that's a topic for another episode. Albert Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited, whereas imagination embraces the entire world, stimulating progress, giving birth to evolution. He intuitively captured the secret of imagination, which has no limits or boundaries. And finally, 7. Master the multidimensional manifestation. Use your imagination to create your dreams and desires. Work with them in your daily meditation and also write them down. Have an action plan and take practical steps in the physical reality to make them happen. So, there you have it. The 7 hacks to creating the new you in the new year 2018. You will find in the show notes links to the resources mentioned in this episode, as well as to some additional amazing resources that I would encourage you to check out. In part 2 of this episode, you will find a very practical coaching mini on the goal planning strategy and a guided meditation to magnetize your goals in the quantum field. Don't miss it. And have a happy, amazing, and totally magical New Year 2018. That's all for today, folks. If you like this episode, please share it with others. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the show on iTunes or on my website. And if you really love it, please post a review on iTunes to encourage others to listen to it. For details about my Quantum Living coaching program, please visit my website at quantumliving.com.au. You will also find there more information about this episode in the show notes. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be well.